Jesus, Son of Righteousness, by your poverty we have become rich. By your act of grace we are filled.
You laid aside your glory and emptied yourself upon the cross.
Jesus, Son of Righteousness, help us to be a blessing to people who suffer in sadness, guilt, or need, especially Kai and Bev, Haley, Paul, and Forrest, Kylie and Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Dylan and Roman, Anita and Yuriko, Svenja, Gladys, Joyce and Kenzie, Mac, Susan, Charlie and Addie, Bill Harris and Gary Haynes, Andrew and the family of Rihanna Schultz, Kyla, Marin, Baker, Monty, and Tim. We pray that we may be a blessing to them as you have been to us. Empower us to be generous towards them in our thoughts, words, and actions. Jesus, Son of Righteousness, you have filled our lives with your love and forgiveness. As your love overflows into our lives, help us to overflow with great mercy.
Teach us to testify to your love by our forgiveness, love, and giving.
Jesus, Son of Righteousness, we pray for those who live in fear or need. Bless them through our work of mercy.
Help us in our words and actions. Share your love with them, with generosity and great joy.
Jesus, Son of Righteousness,
help us to give freely to others what you have freely given to us.
The day is most certainly coming when you will come, Jesus, as the Son of Righteousness, with healing in your wings.
Then we will go out and leap like calves, released from the stall. Then we will live to your glory and honor forever. Amen.
And as we do continue, we want to take a moment and bless the vessels that have been purchased for our church and for these vessels as they continue to serve in giving the body and blood of Jesus to God's people. Let us bow our heads for prayer to bless these vessels. Most gracious God and Father, whose only begotten Son instituted the blessed sacrament of his body and blood, bless these vessels for use at the altar of Peace Lutheran Church. Grant that all who eat and drink the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ from these vessels may rejoice in the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation given to them in this sacrament. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless these vessels and all who receive this life-giving sacrament. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we share the words that Jesus shared with his disciples. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared for God's people. You may be seated for distribution.